Coast 93.1. Good morning. 508 Blake and Eva show. Happy Friday. Whew. I got here about 5 minutes ago, so you got anything to talk about? It's the worst feeling ever. I woke up at the time I get to work.
Yeah, the panic sets in.
I woke up at 4:30, yeah. And I think, I don't think I set my alarm. I think because my phone, because I was rolling around like middle of the night. I was like, oh God, yeah, it's still dark. Wow. I have plenty of time to sleep.
Right.
And I bet the first time I did that was the time I normally set my alarm.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't even look at my phone, you know, and then I roll around again. And then I thought, oh, I guess I better make sure I set my alarm. I feel like I've gotten a good night's sleep. And I felt like I went to bed kind of late. And I look and, oh, well, I have time to go.
So what do you do? Because it's like you have dogs. They have to go.
Oh, right.
Like,
they have to go out.
Right.
Yeah.
You have like routine.
Yeah. Well, the routine just happens minus a shower. I brought my toothpaste and toothbrush, you know.
Right.
You know, luckily I had clean clothes and I was like, you know, I could just grab a hoodie and, you know, throw clothes on real
right.
quick, you know. Yeah. So I was like, and then I was like, let's go, dogs. Let's go. And they're like, oh, okay. Wow, you're in a good mood this morning, you know?
Half a poop?
Poop time, poop time, poop time.
Good enough.
Yeah. Let's go pee, let's go pee, let's go pee, you know? It was like a workout. But yeah, but anyway, so here I am. Yeah, I don't know what's been going on. Oh my God. So, worst feeling ever, you lose your keys.
Oh.
That happened to me yesterday.
No.
Lost my keys. And not just like I have a few sets of keys, so it wouldn't be that big a deal. But this is the one with my car key, which I don't have a backup for.
I don't either.
Okay. So, and I just thought about making a backup, but there was too long a wait. And I thought, nah, I'll do it next time. Right?
Right.
So, of course. So I lose my car key. And I'm like, what is, and if, so this, and this is like another time that I think of Kyle. I mean, well, I think of Kyle all the time, but this is another time I think of Kyle for two reasons. One, it would have been great to have him around because mm-hmm. he probably would have helped me find him faster.
Right.
And two, he would have made fun of me. He would have been like, how do you lose your keys?
Right.
Like, how do you lose your keys? You know? So what happened was I go home, get some lunch. There's a lunch place around the corner from the condo. So I park the car, walk to the lunch place, grab the lunch, walk into the condo, had to use the keys to get into the condo.
Right.
Let the dogs out, had to use the keys to get back in.
Right.
And then lost them. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking they've got to be. I mean, so I turned my entire home over. Okay, trying to find them. Did I put them down here? No. Did I put them down here? I looked in the trash. I looked in the fridge.
Right.
I looked under the dog beds. I looked in the silverware drawer because I got spoons out. I'm retracing everything I did.
Right.
Well, I got spoons to eat my soup that I got for lunch. Maybe I left them in the silverware drawer. No. Well, I threw my lunch out. Maybe I left them in the trash. No. Well, I opened the refrigerator for a drink. Maybe I... No. Is it under the apple cider that I drank? No. Then I go upstairs. Then I'm looking through the bath. Let's see. Well, I came in. I must have gone to the bathroom at some point. Maybe in the medicine cabinet? No. Can't find the keys.
Right.
So then I'm thinking, oh, my God, I must have dropped them outside and had my spare keys in my jacket pocket for some reason and didn't even notice when I was rushing back in. Right. So then I'm retracing my steps around the whole neighborhood. Where are my keys? Where are my keys? Then I go to I call the place that I got lunch. They don't have them. Right. I don't believe them. So I walk back to the lunch place. And poke around, right?
It's
like, can I help you? And
right,
I was like,
right.
Clearly not.
Okay. Yeah. And so, you're looking on the ground the whole time.
Oh, yeah. So then I come back, check every pocket and every jacket, including jackets I haven't worn in 6 months.
Right.
Okay. Right? Check my pants, check my sweater. And I thought, oh, my God, where could they have been? And I opened the trash, and I moved the container aside that I had for lunch. My keys were in the trash.
Oh, they were in the trash.
They were in the trash.
Okay.
Now, at this point, I had Ubered to my personal training appointment and Ubered back and called AAA to come and make me another key, and they were on their way. So at this point, I've got it figured out. I was actually annoyed to find my keys in the trash because then I'm going, well, now I got to clean these mother... off. Rinsing them under the sink and soaping them up because they're all dirty with the soup food that I had. Thinking, oh my God, I've lost my mind, you know? And I thought, well, at least that was, you know, just an episode today. And then I wake up at the time I'm supposed to be at work.
Yeah, dude.
So thankfully my head is attached.
You know what you're getting for Christmas? A tile. You know those little tiles?
10 toes, 10 fingers. Yeah. Yeah, and that's it. And that's going to be it. That's going to be my life. I'm going to need a tile to find my keys. I'm going to talk to friends at dinner at 5:30 about where to buy a cardigan before the stores close.
And
that actually happened this week. And I don't know. Christmas is coming, so maybe a pill organizer or something. Could be a hot gift.
Oh, I'm glad you're here because I was over there going,
oh my God, you should have seen, we got to talk about that. You should have seen, I walk in and Eva's behind the board with all the buttons and I'm like, what are you doing?
I'm just standing
there. Like she's just looking at the screen. I'm like, what was your plan? Five 5:14, Blake and Eva show. Good morning. I don't know what's coming up. I haven't mapped anything out at all. But we'll talk to Todd next.
Right.
On the coast. Hang on.
The Blake and Eva Show.